With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. The Federal Reserve is signaling a slower pace for rate hikes in the new year. But the Fed's final meeting of 2018 sent U.S. stocks sliding on Wednesday.
That's really the question right now. Are markets telling us something we don't know, or is the data going to take this in stride? If you don't see a big dent on the real economy, then it allows the Fed to continue with what will be a more gradual path of rate increases in 2019.
Wall Street Journal reporter Nick Timiraos has the details on the Fed meeting and what we can expect in the new year. But first, some other top stories we're following. Job recruiters are having a tough time in the tightest labor market since 1969. Some recruiters say job candidates are ghosting or disappearing on people trying to hire them, a trend documented in the Federal Reserve's latest beige book. That's meant plenty of frustration for some recruiters, as well as a loss in clients and commissions. Low coffee bean prices are leading to problems for producers, most of whom are getting just a dollar per pound of beans. Experts say currency fluctuations are encouraging sales and production in Brazil, which is driving down prices for producers elsewhere. According to FactSet, coffee prices have been below the cost of production for 20 consecutive months. Departing House Speaker Paul Ryan delivered his farewell address to Congress on Wednesday, highlighting the nation's tax overhaul as a crowning achievement. Ryan announced in April that he wouldn't seek re-election in November. Democrat Nancy Pelosi is set to succeed Ryan. Democrats regained control of the House after the midterms. Some travelers are worried their frequent flyer miles could lose value as more airlines offer basic economy and premium economy seats. Frequent travelers worry that could mean spending more miles for regular tickets. Airlines say they're adding more options for travelers to use their frequent flyer miles. For more details, check out the latest Middle Seat column on our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Still to come, what to expect from the Fed in the new year. The Federal Reserve is signaling a more gradual pace of rate hikes in the new year, with Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying two rate increases are likely in 2019. The Fed wrapped up its final meeting of 2018 on Wednesday, raising short-term interest rates a quarter percentage point to a range between 2.25% and 2.5%. Joining us now from Washington with more details on what comes next is Wall Street Journal reporter Nick Timiraos. Nick, we knew heading into this meeting that the Fed would likely raise rates for the fourth time this year, which they did. But what everyone really wanted to know is how the Fed is viewing the year ahead. So how have the Fed's projections changed for the coming year regarding inflation, unemployment, and other economic factors?
The Fed's economic forecasts didn't change a whole lot. They revised down a little bit their projection of growth for next year, and they revised down their projections of inflation by a tenth of a point. And that probably reflects a big drop we've seen in oil prices and the pullback in some foreign economies and the expectation that global growth might be a bit softer next year. The reason the U.S. growth picture looks a little bit different is because of some of the stress you've seen in financial markets. That makes it more expensive for companies to borrow, or it could make businesses a little bit more reluctant on investment or hiring. And so that can slow growth. And as a result of that, the main change to the Fed's forecasts was to revise down their path of projected interest rate increases in 2019. In September, the majority of officials thought they would need to raise rates both at the meeting on Wednesday and then three times in 2019. After the increase, most officials now think the Fed will only need to raise rates two times in 2019. So that was really the big change, and it was probably because of the tightening of financial conditions you've seen over the past 2 months.
So Powell did say likely to raise rates only two times next year as opposed to the four this year or even three. He also pointed to those factors you mentioned, slowing global growth, recent market volatility, and we did see markets go down certainly on Wednesday after the Fed concluded its meeting. He also pointed to those factors and said they could show some softening but hadn't drastically changed the outlook yet. What other clues did he give about next year and what may factor into the Fed's plans?
Well, they're going to look to see if this market turmoil is actually, is it reflecting something that's happening in the economy? Is the market figuring out something about the growth outlook that we don't yet see in the data or in the forecasts? Or is this something of a more technical nature? Is, you know, markets may have been running a little bit too hot earlier this year, and so are they coming back more in line with fundamentals? That's really the question right now. Are markets telling us something we don't know, or is the data going to take this in stride? If you don't see a big dent on the real economy, then it allows the Fed to continue with what will be a more gradual path of rate increases in 2019. You mentioned the markets falling, and they actually fell the most during Powell's press conference. And so what that tells you is, even though the Fed did what most people expected it to do, they expected a rate increase and the Fed delivered one. They expected the Fed would ease off of its 2019 plans, and the Fed did that. The Fed even signaled much less certainty about the path in 2019. So all of that was expected. The Fed is moving into more of a fine-tuning or a wait-and-see phase of policy. But markets had begun to wonder if the Fed might go even further and say, you know what, we're done raising interest rates. And so people who watch the Fed closely didn't think that was very likely, but the markets had begun to price in no rate increases in 2019. And so seeing a less aggressive path, two rate increases instead of three, wasn't enough because the markets had really begun to think that maybe Powell would indicate the Fed is done raising interest rates and maybe the next move could be up or down. And Powell definitely did not say that. And markets appear to have not liked that.
And of course, the Fed had been buffeted by criticism from the president, even in the days leading up to the final meeting of the year. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell was asked about that on Wednesday.
You know, political considerations have played no role whatsoever in our discussions or decisions about monetary policy. We're always going to be focused on the mission that Congress has given us. We have the tools to carry it about. We have the independence, which we think is essential to be able to do our jobs in a non-political way. And, you know, we at the Fed are absolutely committed to that mission, and nothing will deter us from doing what we think is the right thing to do.
Nick, this is similar to comments Powell has made before. What did you make of his statements on Wednesday?
On a lot of his answers Wednesday about the economy or the path of policy, he was very uncertain. He was hedged. He was clear that he doesn't really know, and so they're not going to be able to offer a lot of specifics. But when it came to the question of, could your decisions be influenced by politics and by criticism from the President of the United States, he was firm. He was unequivocal, and he repeated himself. He says that this has played no role whatsoever, and it never will. And so that he couldn't have been clearer on that, and I found that quite striking.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Nick Timiraos joining us from Washington with the details on the Fed's last meeting of the year. Thank you so much, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.